I'm here with Gabe Eyrig. He's a pitcher for the Lower Columbia Red Devils. And Gabe, the first question I want to send out to you is being a pitcher, how do you approach each time you're going out there, you know, whether it's starting or relieving? What is the mindset and the physical preparations you make for that?
Well, the physical preparations come throughout the week. Once you step on the game mound, it's pretty much just believe and compete. You're not really thinking about your mechanics or anything because you've worked so hard. That muscle memory has already been there. And you're just out there to be a competitor and be as tough as you possibly can. Especially coming out of the pen, you usually get put in a tough situation, usually in a tough, tight game, especially in these last games, this tight division. So it's really just going out there, believing and competing, believing in your stuff more than anyone else.
And for you, you know, what area of your game have you had to work on the hardest to really develop?
Definitely my mental game. Mental toughness is extremely important, especially as you go higher and higher in the levels of baseball, because your physical development will come because you are an athlete. If you're here, you're good enough to be here athletically, but the game gets harder, so the mental toughness needs to follow that toughness as well.
And then for you, growing up, has there been a coach or someone who's really been, you know, pushing you and inspiring you to be the best ball player you could be?
I'd have to say my dad and my high school coach. My dad, from the mental aspect, because he's such a tough guy, he's gone through such tough stuff in his life and through the past couple years. But my high school baseball coach, Mark Weiss, is just an unbelievable guy, an unbelievable feel for the game. And you set a tone when I was in high school that winning is the only thing that matters, and you do whatever it takes to win, and you rely on the people around you, not to be self-centered, not to be only about yourself, because being about yourself will bite you in the ass once you get to the end of the game. So it's all about being the team guy and pulling your guys through.
And then, you know, baseball is a game of routine. You know, you do the same thing day in and day out, but it also has a little bit of level of superstition. Is there any superstitions or just routines that you tend to follow from day to day?
I've grown up in an extremely strong Christian family, so I have really strong faith. One thing I learned to do when I was a sophomore in high school is on the back of my mound, when I get out there, I write NWH, nothing without him. On the back of the mound, it kind of gives me a peace of mind when I go out there that I'm nothing without him. I wouldn't be here. He gave me this talent, so I'm working for him, and the glory to God and everything that I possibly do on here. It's not for me. I wouldn't be here without him, so I'm out here proving it to him, that I'm thanking him every pitch I throw.
And, you know, being a player, you know, of faith, how has that kind of developed you as a person but also as a ball player?
That baseball is just a game, man. It's just, you're just a game out here, enjoy it. It's really not about the stats, the scores. In the 30 years, you won't remember the stats and scores you put up. You're more than likely to remember the relationships that you developed and how much fun you had and how many memories you create through this game. It's, people get too caught up in the stats and how many home runs they have or how low their ERA is or how many strikeouts they had, and you're not going to remember that. You're not going to remember those stats. You're going to remember how fun of a time you had and these relationships and friendships that will last a lifetime. That's what's most important out here.
You know, and for this team, you know, you guys are ranked in the top 25 nationally for junior colleges, but at the same time, you guys seem to be a pretty close-knit group. So what is the bond and the relationship with you guys here together?
That's a big family. It's 33 brothers. A big thing today, actually, the quarter today is don't believe the hype, because the hype's a bunch of other people's opinions that have no idea what we do here in our preparation or anything. It's just what they see from the results from each weekend, and all we're about here is just taking care of our business, because that's all that matters. If we take care of our business, in the end, will be just fine. But if we believe the hype and all these rankings, all these stats that people throw up, we're going to get big heads and our egos are going to get big, and that's going to bite our butts in the end.
And for you guys, you know, despite the rankings, there's still more ball to play. And for you guys, the NWAC championship is really the goal. How are you guys mentally preparing for that tournament coming up?
Well, actually, I remember being here last year, because we worked the tournament last year. We didn't make it, and so we had a very sour taste. And I remember sitting out here watching all the teams that made it and all these coaches, and I was kind of observing the character they had and the environment and culture that these teams had created, and I was taking as many mental notes as I possibly could, so when I came back here, I could be a leader on this team and kind of take these guys and bring them into this culture and atmosphere I wanted to create. That winning is what we're here to win. We're here to win every game. That's what we're known for. That's what we're supposed to do. We're not going to settle for anything less, and we're going to enjoy it, man. We're not going to get on each other about everything. We're not going to be a bunch of eye guys. We're just going to pull each other through no matter what, because not everyone's perfect every day of the week. You got to be able to pull each other through when you're not having a great game. You're going to have to look to the guy to the left and right and say, hey, pick me up, man. That's what we're here for, because that's the atmosphere you must create to be a winning culture. I learned that in high school, too, through Mark Weiss, who taught me that culture, that you're not going to be perfect every day. Baseball is a game of failure. You got to be able to rely on the people around you to pick you up, and that's what a band of brothers is, and that's what kind of culture we've created here.
And, you know, you mentioned it, that baseball is a game of failures. So, you know, having the teammates support you, but how do you individually kind of get past each of the failures? Because, you know, in baseball, it really is about failing, you know, as few times as possible.
Well, I guess personally, when I fail, which I fail pretty often, it's not about the failing itself. It's how you respond and what you're able to do individually to have a short memory, especially as a pitcher, that you're going to leave a ball up every once in a while, and they're going to get a good piece on it, but you're going to be, you have to come back and be able to say, all right, I'm better than the next guy. I'm going to strike this guy out, because you can't be dwelling on the things in the past. That'll just bring you down with all these negative thoughts, and you won't be able to get over it. So I guess individually, is being able to block out the negatives and just focus on the positive and focus on being a competitor, because you're good enough. If you're here, you're good enough to compete. You're good enough to win every pitch. You just got to believe it yourself.
And last question I have for you is, for kids who are, you know, growing up and looking at you guys as college players and maybe want to achieve that same level, what advice do you have for them?
Love the game, man. A lot of people don't get to play this game, especially at this level. I look at my friends in high school who are pretty good players in high school, but they just didn't get the opportunity. They're looking at me and saying, wow, I look up to you, man, and all the work you've done and the great games you get to play and all these awesome opportunities. You don't take it for granted, man. This game's way too fun to be hard on yourself and have people tell you you're not good enough, man. Just enjoy it. Love every second of it, because it could be gone. Snap a finger. So just enjoy it, man. It's a great game. God gave it to us. Enjoy every second of it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.